Let's go to Emilio and Manalapan. What's up, Emilio?
What up? What's up, Evan? Tiki, how you doing? Big Giants fan, but I want to make a couple of Met points today.
Let's hear it.
First off, losing is not an option. We're here to win. They're not scared of nobody. One series at a time. Milwaukee owns them this year, like you said, just like the Cubs did. Oh, you know what? We're going to take care of business. We're going to get some runs early. And I got a perfect pipe dream scenario for you. They're going to go beat Milwaukee. Then we're going to take out Philadelphia. Then we're going to get the Braves. Then we're going to get the rematch with the Yankees. And let's go, baby. Let's go, Mets.
That's- wow. You just wrote the dream script, right? Assuming everything works out well, the dream script. You go through the Brewers who handled you in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the city of Philadelphia. I mean, really, our history with them. It's funny with the Phillies. The Mets and the Phillies are basically two ships in the wind. They haven't had a lot of direct contact outside of that rivalry in 07 and 08. But outside of that, the two franchises, they've never played in the playoffs. Yeah. They've never come particularly close to playing in the playoffs. And they very rarely have had pennant races. 07 and 08 are the only two examples of it. But then you mention Atlanta. And then you mention the Yankees.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Go ahead.
It's 2:35. The show is not even 35 minutes long. The Mets had a wonderful day yesterday, really. And they tonight, you guys should all be excited. Playoff series starting. Why is it now we have you, that caller, and Positive Tommy have all found a way to wedge in playing the Yankees in the first half hour of the show? I've sat quiet. Yankee fans have sat quiet. We got a lot of time before we see the Yankees play baseball again on Saturday.
It is a little misguided.
All I'll say is this. Talk all you want. I'm fine with that. Two-team town. Don't come crying to daddy when the Yankee fans put you in a headlock and give you a noogie. This is why I hate them. You guys have had no problem while the Yankee fan lays dormant here this week, poking the bear.
Solid point.
Well, hold on a second. We put you in the World Series, and don't worry, you need our help because you haven't been there in forever.
Why are you?
Because we were there more
why
recently.
Are you talking about him?
Very odd focus, team.
I'm not. Wait a minute. I'm not allowed to set up my
the
bracket.
Brewers just took two out of three from you when you needed to.
Regular
win.
Season means nothing.
Okay. Except for winning.
If anything, I like that for the Mets' chances,
I mean,
because everyone will think Milwaukee
will pass. How about last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Well, I guess Friday and Saturday.
Tiki, you guys are not wrong with this. I think the only thing our last caller, Emilio, did, and Loogie has done, is give you the roadmap to the dream. Not that it's close to happening, because it's not. There's a lot of mountains to climb,
okay,
as someone once told me.
Yes, climb the mountains. We'll hear from Sean in a second. Climb the mountains. Phillies, Braves, and whoever we have to face from the American League.
Yeah.
That works.
No, of course it works. I don't care who they beat in the World Series if they win
great.
A World Series. I'll be as naked and drunk at that parade, no matter if it's the Yankees, the Royals, the Astros, or the Tigers.
The problem is all you Met fans are warped by your mind, Evan.
My mind?
Yes, the voice of the people and Positive Tommy, the positive voice of the
I
people.
I believe in Positive Tommy.
You guys are so obsessed with wrestling that you can't think about anything else other than finishing the story.
Bang!
And so the story is all that matters. Forget the journey. It's the story. You're writing the story before it's even, there's no ink in the pen.
You're right.